When you're posting Instagram stories or any kind of social media story where it's like one slide or one image and then they have to slide to the next one and stuff, the question here is, should I create a compelling first page to encourage people to click through? Now, that's really the same answer as should you upload interesting, amazing looking images so that people read the caption? The same answer is, well, it's up to you. But think through what that dynamic is. If you need to compel somebody to click through with anything other than your message, let me say it a different way. The more you try to compel them to go to the next thing, I mean, this is a marketing message in general. The more you try to compel them to go to the next thing, the more you have to keep trying for the rest of your life. On the other hand, the more you're patient and not have to compel them to go to the next thing, the more patient they become with you and the more patient you become with yourself. Think about this. If I have to, every time I try to get you to, I mean, this is the question at the core really is, how hard do you have to try to motivate your audience to do something, meaning to go to the next slide, for example, or to buy something, or to click on something? Imagine that every time I see you, I have to try really hard. Like, hello, everybody. All right. So today, I'm gonna make sure you're really gonna be excited so that you can watch my next video. And don't keep watching. All right, go to the next slide. Or if it's just words, if I make it like super hyped up and like you're not gonna want to miss the next slide or something like that. The more I do that, the more you're gonna expect that from me. The more desensitized you become to just my authentic presence. Now, for some people, their authentic presence is literally they just show up and they're just naturally like this and they can't help themselves. And that's great. Then that's their authentic presence. If funny, if maybe a marketing coach said, hey, you'll actually attract people to go to the next slide or go to the keep watching if you tone down yourself, then they're inauthentic and they're toned down. It's like, oh, that's so not me. So in other words, the more inauthentic you have to be to make people do something, the more you have to continue being inauthentic. The more you're willing to be authentic and patient to say, I know right now 100 people see the first slide, very few people go to the next slide. Then guess what that, you know what that message says? Your first slide, the message wasn't interesting. If you look at my Instagram carousel posts, okay, I'm going to bring it on screen here. My Instagram carousel posts, let me go ahead and share my screen with you here. I promise it'll be worth it. Just stay with me. No, I'm kidding. Now I'm manipulating you, right? You see what I'm doing? So Instagram carousel, okay. Click on my story. Whoops. For example, this one. Let me pause. This is my first slide. If this message itself, I don't have any pretty image here, nothing compelling. If this message is not interesting for you, I actually don't want you to go to the next slide because I'm wasting your time. I'm wasting my time, not wasting my time, but I'm wasting your time for sure. I want you to have a good experience. I want you to stay in my audience, obviously. If you don't like the first slide, then I trust you to move on with your day. Go look at something else that interests you. But if the first slide interests you, of course you'll want to read the second slide. If the second slide interests you, of course you want to read the third slide. But I'm not trying that hard with every slide. I'm being very even keel. I'm just being very myself. I like to be, calmly toned like this. That's just how I am. I enjoy it. And I want an audience who doesn't mind that either. But it took me patience to get here. In the beginning, you have a small audience who resonate with your energy signature, of course, and they're going to stay with you with your authentic presence. And then as you learn to run ads, for example, and reach a larger audience, or use collaborations to reach a larger audience, or simply you create enough content where some of your content is going to be good just by statistically, most of your content is average. Did you know that? Statistically, most of your content is average, just statistically, right? But some of your content is above average, and some of that content is going to reach more people. But not every slide and not everything you post is going to be interesting for people. And you have to be accepting of that. That's part of the long-term journey of of marketing, of authentic marketing, is patience with the process, patience with your audience's growth, patience with yourself. The more you can be patient, the more authentic you can be, and the more powerful you can express yourself. And ironically, the more powerfully you can express yourself authentically, your audience might actually grow faster. But you have to actually be patient first, right? And be willing to be authentic and not have to manipulate others and try to motivate with a wonderful, amazing first slide, because then you have to keep doing that forever. So I hope this is helpful.